Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, so thanks for coming back to my channel, talking about the contest for the Labour leadership. Now, Wes Streeting has finally come out and said, yes, he is trying to become leader of the Labour Party. Patently, he doesn't have those 81 people to sign his nomination papers, so he's a bit stuck. He's resigned from the cabinet, there's no guarantee he'll ever get back into the cabinet, and there's a serious chance he's going to lose in Ilford South next time. He won by only 500 votes to a pro-Palestinian challenger, and that issue might not be resolved by 2029. He thinks it's going to disappear, if not them, the Green Party or something like that. So Keir Starmer is fighting on. I remember it's a week since Streeting's resignation, how things have kicked up a gear when someone said, okay, stand aside in Makerfield, a Labour MP elected only 2 years ago, to make way for Andy Burnham. And the guy, the young chap in his 30s, a very brainy bloke with a PhD from Harvard, he's stepping aside partly because he was part of this smear campaign against journalists. Right, so Burnham, there he is, he's going to try and come in, the mayor of Manchester, thrice elected. But how can he be an agent of change? Bear in mind, he's been a full-time politician for a quarter of a century. He served in the cabinet of Tony Blair and Gordon Brown and so forth. He voted for the liberation of Iraq, makes him a good man in my book, but that demonizes him in the eyes of the left. So he's going to try and win that seat in Makerfield. Obviously, there's Angela Rayner, who claims that she was exonerated by His Majesty Revenue Customs, but she won't publish the letter. Is she lying? Probably. She lied about everything else in this affair, about, you know, how many houses she was, what advice the solicitors had given her. She's lied previously. She's got away with, you know, buying the council house that she supposedly lived in when she's really subletting it to her brother. Okay, so, and the HMRC, they won't release it because it's confidential, so we can take her word for it. We know she's a thief. She said she was a thief, but years ago, that she used to steal things. All right, there's one rule for them, another for everybody else. So that's problematic. There's something that we still can't back her because it's not open out in the open, and this is the refrain from her, going to be from her rivals, publish the letter. Why won't you publish the letter? Affirmative silence. We can only conclude by not publishing it. That proves that, you know, it's not exculpatory at all. All right. So she does become prime minister, and that if someone comes out that she lied or she didn't pay a fine, that might bring her down. So there are problems with all of them. Or Starmer could hang on. So there are no good options for Labour, but Labour could still win the next general election. So, right. Now, Burnham, is he going to win that Makerfield by-election? I think that's going to be difficult. I don't think he will, frankly. I think they'll lose narrowly. Is using the people as means, not ends, forcing this by-election simply for the advance of one person, Andy Burnham. This other guy, he's not kicked out of Parliament disgrace. He's not going off to take another job. He's not resigning for health reasons. He could wait to the next election just to make way for Burnham, all right? And some sort of corrupt backroom deal to give him a peerage or whatever, we shall find out. So they will not like being taken for a ride, the people of Makerfield, a protest vote. And yes, Burnham's quite popular in Northwest England and so forth. And why is Manchester not good enough for him? He might lose this. Will he ever get back into Parliament? We're not clear. Could he stand for a fourth term as mayor of Manchester? Maybe he wouldn't even want to. The people of Manchester say, well, we weren't good enough for you. You were going to abandon us halfway through your mayoral term when you promised to serve it out in full. And so there are lots of problems with them doing that. And so I don't think he'll quite make it. And then he's really screwed up by saying he wants the United Kingdom to rejoin the European Union. Oh, no, I don't, the very next day, because it's quite a Leave constituency. And obviously Reform United Kingdom is the main challenger. Reform UK took every single council ward back in May. Wow. Now, admittedly, local elections, low turnout for Labour voters, that makes worse. By-elections, also low turnout, might be 30% turnout. But he's just given rocket fuel to Reform UK. This is Brexit betrayal. And even Burnham says he respects the result of the referendum, that he would abide by it. Well, why did you say that the opposite yesterday? I mean, the smart thing for him to do would be elected an MP and then say that, because that would appeal to the Labour Parliamentary Party and the Labour grassroots. But anyway, let's suppose Burnham gets back in. Will he get the 81 names? I mean, you can bet the bank on it, he will. And he's seen as the king over the water. I don't think he's the saviour of the Labour Party. People think he's going to be. I mean, he's more popular amongst the general public than anybody else. And one opinion poll even showed, if he were the Labour Prime Minister, if there were a general election against all the other current leaders as leading their parties, Labour would win. But that's partly a honeymoon, just because he's not Starmer. Supposing Burnham becomes Prime Minister, these problems will not vanish. Now, Burnham may be able to change policies, but you often can't change outcomes for several years. Tony Blair, not a guy I have a lot of sympathy with, said in government, you pull the handle and nothing happens. You tell the civil service to do it and they don't. Okay, so Burnham comes in, but obviously there are financial constraints. And then he's talking about spelling like Billio. We'll see what that does to the bond market. Burnham, there are many bad things about him. He's evil, murderous, a danger to kids. He's not thick. So he's an astute politician about positioning, about denying territory to his rivals, just like Streety. He was equally murderous. All of them are on the Labour cabinet. Burnham is the best of a bad bunch from their point of view. He's more popular than the general public than anybody else of those options. So Angela Rayner is almost as unpopular as Keir Starmer. Keir Starmer, his approval rating is minus 57%, the lowest ever. Well, he can't stay on. Angela Rayner is minus 37, whereas Streeting is pretty unpopular, sort of like minus 27. Wow. And the other thing is, so in the Labour parliamentary party, Burnham would beat them all amongst the Labour MPs. But you'd have to beat them all. You'd have to be have at least 81 nominees. There could even be a fifth candidate, where we have to have at least 20% of Labour MPs. There probably won't be a fifth cabinet candidate going for it. Will Starmer finally bow out to the inevitable if Burnham becomes an MP? I sense that he will. I'm a bit surprised he still hasn't done that. But as I say, it's not sure that Burnham's even going to be elected an MP, and I don't think he will. Even if he is, it'd be quite by quite a thin margin. Then would Angela Rayner get the 81? And it's very likely that she would. And I think, as opposed, Streeting wouldn't. He's seen as the moderate candidate, and Starmer is the moderate candidate as well. So why would you have another one in the race? And they're both going to be soft left, Angela Rayner and Andy Burnham. But Burnham doesn't have the tax affairs problem. He's more popular, he's more experienced, he's more intelligent, he's more statesmanlike. So I think it'd be a far better bet. She is just, childish, emotionally incompetent, foul-mouthed. If this is a government that's criminalizing tobacco and she was smoking and vaping in public, what a bad example for children. I don't think it's a bad thing to do, but why do you expel her from the party if you think it's such an evil and immoral and criminous thing to do? He's more effective communicator, has a track record of success. So despite, Labour being in serious trouble, they could still win the next general election. That could be over 3 years ago. What if economic growth speeds up, the Iran war ends, the Ukraine war ends, the United Kingdom played some part in this? What if the NHS waiting lists fall? So finally, some of these big infrastructure projects are completed. Other political parties could implode. More trouble for Farage over that £5 million gift from that donor based in Thailand. The other party leaders have a stumble, internal row, things like that. Burnham brings some more popular legislation. The party accepts him as leader, stops rowing. That could improve things as well. I'm not sure what else you could do to improve employment. So Labour could still win. And by win, I mean get not just a highest share of the seats and the highest number of votes, but over 326 MPs. But the chance of that happening at the moment, I'm given about 10%. But apart from that, he could win in a more limited way, getting the highest share of the votes or the highest share of the seats or whatever, but not 326. Okay. All right. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.